Chapter 12. And the Lord said unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. And it means it shall be the first month of the year. It means that this is the betrothal. This is the point in time in which God is betrothed to Israel. It's the beginning, the true beginning of a totally different life. The betrothal takes place at Passover. The empowerment for the bride to prepare herself takes place at Pentecost, and the marriage feast, which ends time, takes place at Tabernacles. And just as when a bride is called out, now we are the body of Christ, and members in particular, when that's called out in a wooing, you're called out from among all other peoples, so it is in the mystery. Just as when the wooing and the certainty and the dance is ended, you get a ring on your finger, you're betrothed, so that takes place at Passover. Then you run around all nervous for a while, and then at Pentecost you're empowered to put on the right garment. And then at Tabernacles, the wedding is completed. So that's why Passover is the beginning of the new year, or the only year, or the singular year from God's perspective. Speak you unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. If the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. And as we know, there has to be at least 10, but no more than 20. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Those 4 days, in the spirit of the 4 days when you investigate the lamb to see if the sacrifice is perfect. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And the word kill there is sacrifice. And the sacrifice, this is the strangest sacrifice, ritual sacrifice of any sacrifice in Israel. If the sacrifice is slaughtered with the intention of using it for anything, including eating it, then it is invalid. It can't be used for anything.
It's like somebody, us coming here and wanting to use the doctrine. Yeah. Same bag.
Or that my buddy in Arizona, the golf pro, after I heard all the tapes and listened to me talk to him while we were playing golf over and over. We were driving back from the course one day and he said, Ole, how can a professional golfer use this? We all come trying to use it. But the animal,
or worse yet, speaking the word with an ulterior motive.
If the sacrifice is slaughtered with the intention of using it for anything, including eating it, then it is invalid. This is the only sacrifice in all of the scriptures made for the purpose of eating that cannot be sacrificed with that purpose in mind. This paradox. Hear me.
Right.
The only sacrifice made for the purpose of eating by the law that cannot be sacrificed with that purpose in mind. In other words,
I understand. Okay. Let's not talk about it anymore because I'll hit the people. Oh, don't shake my head. It'll fall out.
Don't talk about it. Okay, let's go.
It can have absolutely no benefit to you. Otherwise, you can't partake of it. You must partake of it solely for the joy of God.
That's why we eat the bitter herbs and everything else. Amen. First.
Over the years, I've come to enjoy the
bitter herbs. I like the bitter herbs.
You don't like the horseradish.
This isn't what I want. You love the horseradish.
Unfortunately.
This isn't what I want.
All right.
That's my problem.
That's why the paradox, the mystery, the paradox of God in our lives is that any attempt at holiness is polluted. Any attempt at being good is bullshit.
Yeah.
Any attempt of getting it right is lost. Any attempt to seek to save yourself, you will die. If you seek to save your life, you'll lose it. If you seek to use it for anything, any holiness that's conscious is bullshit.
That's like the biggest letting us off the hook that there could be.
It's the ultimate letting you off the hook.
It's the ultimate, but why do we want that? It's like we want to be able to be holy, or we want to be able to do that, to do those things. That we're being let off the hook. Not, we don't have to do that anymore. Yeah. Why is there even
It's the same way that matzah must have the capacity to be leavened. Otherwise, it can't be used for matzah. The grain must have the capacity to be leavened, to be worthless in the law. Otherwise, it wouldn't be tested. It had no function.
So its purpose is for the test. The purpose of the test.
The purpose of your desire to get it right is so you can't get it right. The purpose of the law is to shut up your mouth so you stop judging somebody. The purpose of Harry fucking up all the time is so he'll stop judging the brethren.
Amen.
But he's about reached the end of the rope.
You hate to hear that.
Never seen a man run out of grace before.
What do you mean you haven't? You lost two blessings at the last Passover.
Maybe I have.
Is that two Passovers ago?
He lost one blessing. Blessing
the
last Passover.
I lose about a blessing in Passover.
But stop and think about this mystery. And I don't want to go any farther on it tonight. I just want us to consider it.
Yeah.
That the ritual slaughter, the presenting yourself as a living sacrifice, it cannot have any benefit to you, otherwise it's not a sacrifice. You understand that?
Well, that should be a real clue, you know.
Well, it cuts your nuts off.
It cuts your nuts right off.
God. Oh, I just hate this doctrine. I'm dying.
I mean, that's why, I just roasted Tyra a little while ago, because she got all bent out of shape, because for a lot of reasons, but of me. And I said, Tyra, listen to me. And she said, oh, no, I don't, I was real happy about Passover, now I'm real sad about it. I said, God, I just lost it. I said, there are 49 people here that continually come to me with every problem they have. I desire support from you, and the support is only that you would have the same joy that I have. That you would joy in Passover for the purpose of God and for no other purpose. That there would be no more eating my flesh. Begin to eat the Passover. But you can't go to it with the purpose of eating it. You can only go to it for his purpose, which is never conscious in your mind. And if there's ever one singular thing in the law that proves that your mind is the Antichrist, it's this. Because your mind will never undertake any act that isn't to itself beneficial. Understand me?
Yeah.
God he's the great tricker. This is the only sacrifice made for the purpose of eating that cannot be sacrificed with that purpose in mind.
Suddenly I'm just happy as hell.
Because the reason is...
Because there isn't one reason why I want to go down there, and there hasn't been up to this moment.
Amen.
I've dragged my feet and my mind the whole way. But now I'm...
Now you can. Now you understand joy. This is the true joy.
Well,
We're not.
Oh, no, I bet you.
It's a great mystery. It's like when I came to the knowledge of God, when He revealed Himself, I knew this in that instant, and that, again, it may have been 1,000 years, but from that moment on, any time that I heard someone teaching in the name of God or preaching in the name of God, talking about how their definition of God could benefit you, it made me throw up. Most of you know I went to 120 churches. And I've got, you know, I had the Rutledge syndrome. I'd get physically sick to my stomach when that man that was speaking in the name of God was telling me how it would benefit me. Understand how rare we are? That there is something within each one of you now that you know that if you heard something by someone that would talk to you about how you would benefit by taking certain actions vis-a-vis God, you would throw up. Now that's why Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice only, another they will not follow." Because this is the only form of thought that I'm aware of on the face of the earth that does not benefit you in the slightest. Understand?
So that's what's missing.
Yeah. Amen.
Okay, that's enough for tonight. Take a big guy. I did say that, didn't I?
You guys are coming up with